This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, precious Father, as we humble ourselves in thy mighty hand, we come to you, humble ourselves. Need thy mighty hand today just to thank you and praising you this night for everything that you have done, is doing, and will do this day and forevermore. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Oh, precious Father, right now, Lord, as we get out of the way, that you may have your way here today. Look deep down in our hearts, deep down within our soul. If there's any sin that so easily be set as well, I say, forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness here tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you that Isaiah 1 and 18 says, come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Even though our sins may be as scarlet, you make them as white as snow. Hear tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, hide me behind Calvary's cross. Anoint these lips of clay. Use me, Father God, for thy glory, thy mercy, and thy love. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. Now, as we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in, like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor here this night and forevermore in the name of Jesus. We thank you in advance, Lord, for we thank you in advance for touching people's lives, for answering prayers and honoring requests, but most of all, hallelujah, for the salvation message to go forward as souls may be saved, that the kingdom of God may grow. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible with me, I would like you to open up your Bible to, hallelujah, to Isaiah 55, verses 8 through 9. Isaiah 55, verse 8 through 9. And the word of God reads, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declare the Lord. As the heavens are higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. We serve an awesome God. We serve a good God. We serve a God that sits high and looks low. A God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. Hallelujah. Just for the next few minutes, I want to come with a thought, hallelujah, for you to consider. Believing beyond the delays. Believing beyond the delays. Sometimes God will allow us, he will allow things in our lives to be delayed for a reason, for reasons that we may not understand. But God knows this. He knows what it takes to get us in a position to where we can receive the blessing. So may the Lord have a blessing unto the hearers and the doers of the word of God. Hallelujah, the grass may wither, the flower may fade, but the word of God will stand forever and ever. Believing beyond the delays of God moving the way that we want him to move. You see, we can't tell God how to move. All we can do is just do what God has asked us to do. I remember what Isaiah 55, 8 and 9 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declare the Lord. As the heavens are higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Believing beyond the delays. Believers of Christ, we have to always remember that God's ways are higher than our ways. Oh, yes, it is. We have to trust that God has a divine purpose for his delays. The Bible says, hallelujah, in 1 Samuel 15:22, the B clause of the verse, to obey is better than sacrifice. Hallelujah. And to hearken is better than the fat of the rams. So God's ways are higher than our ways. We have to remember that we, as his creation, we are down here on earth. God abides in heaven. You see, your viewpoint as individuals are very limited. But God sees all things. He sees all things. He knows all things. So God may be putting everything in place before revealing his answers to you as a child of his. I'm going to say that again. Everything, hallelujah, God in his wisdom, he may be putting everything concerning your life, my life, every believer of Christ, everything in place before revealing his answers to us. You see, God uses his delays in our lives to teach us to trust him more fully and for us to submit more thoroughly to his lordship over our lives. You see, when God delayed something, we have to understand that we must trust him to accomplish his will through us by his power. God is always working. Even when we are sleeping, God is working. And he's always working on both ends. God delays is not his denials. Child of God, there may be, or there will be, times when your answer to prayer will be linked to the proper timing of the event or situation. This is a key nugget right here. When we start talking about believing beyond the delays of God. Child of God, there will be times when your answer to prayer will be linked to the proper timing of the event or situation. Your answer can be delayed because not necessarily denied. Just hold fast in faith. Nothing that has happened to you is a surprise. God will still get you to where you are supposed to be. Believing beyond the delays of God in your life. Question may be asked, why do God delay your blessing? Well, earlier I had said that God knows all things and he can do all things. You see, God knows when you are ready to receive what he has for you. He also knows when you're not ready. So we as believers of Christ have to understand that we are not our own anymore. We've been bought with a price, and God has even our lives in control. Oh, yes, he does. You see, the word says here in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. And the Lord answered and said, write the vision, make it plain upon tablets, that you may run, that he may run that read it. Key verse. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely, it will not tarry. You see, God knows when to lose things in our lives, because he knows about you. He knows about you more than you know about yourself. If there is one thing that the Christian faith offers you as a born-again believer, is that no matter what your situation, circumstances, background, history, or sin, there is hope. Even if nothing has been reversed yet in your life or in your situation, when Jesus Christ is brought into the equation, there is hope. Yes? Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening today, there is hope. As long as our hands is in the Master's hands, there is hope for our lives. There is hope for us to continue to go on a little bit further in the things of God. Here in the book of Galatians, chapter 1, verse 27, it says, to whom God wills to make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Believing beyond the delays of God in your life. Delay means a period of time which something is postponed to make something happen at a later time than originally planned or expected. I'm going to say that again. A delay, it means a period of time which something is postponed to make something happen at a later time than originally planned or expected. You see, delays are sometimes in God's plan. When God wants to take you somewhere, he may take you on the long path instead of the short one, instead of a shortcut. The question may be asked again, why do God use delays? God used delays to prepare you for what lies ahead. As a believer of Christ, God uses delays to get us ready for those difficult times that we are going to face during the course of our journey. You see, these delays are designed to strengthen our faith and to make us stronger in God. God also uses delays to test us, to see how we will respond under pressure, and to test our loyalty and obedience to him. Again, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening, those that will be listening at a later date, God also uses delays to test us, to see how we will respond under pressure and to test our loyalty and obedience to Him. God is all knowing. God sits high, but He looks low. He knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. He knows where to position us in order for us to be in alignment with His perfect will for our lives, that we may be able to be overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word out of our testimony. So God uses delay, and it's not for denial. We may not understand why there is a delay, but God knows the end before the beginning. He knows what lies ahead where we don't. He knows He can overlook. He can oversee what's in the path ahead. And we in our little finite mind and our little human limited thinking, we don't see like God sees. Hallelujah. Again, here in 1 Samuel 15:22, the B clause of the verse, it says, "Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of the rams." Coming back to Habakkuk 2, verses 1 through 4, it says, "The just shall live by faith. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what He will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that read it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith." Here the word is letting us know for us not to take, for us not to be a bit concerned about trying to rush God. God will, in his own time, he'll intervene. He will bring us to that place that he has ordained for us to be. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God who sits high and looks low. We serve a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. Again, God, he uses delays to train us. Also, because as a child of God, sometimes it takes longer to get the world ways out of us as believers of Christ than it does getting us out of the world. Yes, we may be saved, born again, on our way to heaven, but we're still in this world. even though we're not of it. And as long as we remain in this sin, in this skin, we are entitled to sin. You see, sin will take you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay. And in the end, sin will collect its wages. And the wages of sin is death. So God uses the delays to break those habits and thoughts, patterns that came with us when we got saved, in order to train us in his way of thinking and doing things. Yes, God knows best. In the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Yes, God wants us to be filled with his Holy Spirit. He wants us to stay on course for the assignment that he gave us to do. Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 1, therefore there is no condemnation to them that are led by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And not by the flesh. Yes, I paraphrase, but it is true. The word says, them that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. So we serve an awesome God. We serve a good God. Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. And let us know that our mind has to be renewed by the Spirit of the Lord. Our minds, we have to put on the mind of Christ on a daily basis. We have to look up onto the hills from which cometh our help from the Lord. That's why our mind has to be made up, that the cross is before us and the world is behind us. Only then can we say that if God be for us, who or what can be against us? We serve an awesome God, a God that's able and willing to meet our each and every need, a God that is able and willing to help us to overcome in all areas of our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Here in 1 John 1:9 it says, if by chance that we fall short of the glory of God, just come back to him and do like what 1 John 1:9 says. If we have sinned, he's just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's the type of God that we serve. He is a God of love, but he's also a God of wrath. Don't take for granted what you have with God on a daily basis. Don't take it for granted. Because we, as most others, as people that is made from the clay, that have been made from the dust of the earth, we're still God's creation. We still belong to him. We must Seek him while he may be found. Seek him early in the morning, in the midnoon, in the midday, and also at night, in the midnight hour. God is good. Oh, yes, he is. Bible says that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Child of God, your test maturity will determine how long you stay in the wilderness and how well you handle the delays of God in your life. Yes, believer of Christ, your test of maturity will determine how long you will stay in the wilderness and how well you handle the delays in your life. God is good and worthy to be praised. Believing beyond the delays of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything you have done, is doing, and will do from this day forward. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I've been through so much in my life, tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Oh, yeah. Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, my Jesus, he loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible
on the wall. His love picks me up every time I fall. He loves me.
He loves me.
He loves
me.
Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. Me.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is good and worthy to be praised. Yes, Jesus loved me. Amen. He loved you too. Because the Bible let us know that. Amen. So again, tonight we are talking about believing beyond the delays of God. Thank you, Jesus. In your life as a believer of Christ. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in, we thank God for you. We thank God for the ones that will be listening in at a later date. Child of God, remember that your test of maturity will determine how long you will stay in the wilderness and how well you handle the delays in your life. When you are going through the delays in life, there are four things that you don't want to do. If you do these four things, it will prolong the delays. The first is don't fear. Don't fear, don't fret, don't faint, and don't forget. Don't fear. Word says in 1 Timothy 1:7, for God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. Yes, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, and of a sound mind. Thank you, Jesus. But a power of love and of a sound mind, according to 2 Timothy 1:7, excuse me. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. So don't fear. Don't fret. Don't faint. And don't forget. The enemy will try to play with your mind to try to bring discouragement, to try to convince you that God will not deliver you, or he will not answer your prayers. We got to remember the devil, he comes to do three things. Come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. According to John 10:10, it says the enemy come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So don't fear. Again, 2 Timothy 1:7. For God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but a power of love, and of love, and of a sound mind. You see, when you get in fear and you don't stay in faith, fear can cause the delay. Fear can cause the delay in your life and keep you from moving forward. So we are people of faith. Bible says that we don't go by what we see, but we go, paraphrasing it now, by what we know. And as people of faith, all we could do, we don't go by what we see. We go each and every day on a daily basis with confidence of knowing that God, if God be for us, who or what can be against us? Yes, there may be some delays. But we know that God has it all under control. The antidote to fear is for us to stay focused on God's presence, realizing that God is always with us. So where his presence is, that's where we want to be. In the book of Psalms 91, in verses 1, it says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Of the Most High. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Verse 2 says, and I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Verse 3 says, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noise of the pestilence. Verse 4, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Verse 5, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasted at noonday. This is Psalms 91, verses 1 through 6. This is a song of protection, a song of benefits for those that are found in the presence of the Lord. Again, in Hebrews 13, verse 5, God is letting us know, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Jesus said that he's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. Believing beyond the delays of God in your life, it is something that we must keep pursuing and keep pressing forward. Not looking back, but pressing forward, looking on to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord. God's delays are by discernment, design. God's delays are by design in order to build your character. And he also wants you to learn to trust in him. Here in the book, chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all of thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Yes, the next thing for a child of God, You must do according to God's word and trust him in order to avoid delay in your life. The next thing that we must not fret. Do not fret. Fret means to worry. When you worry yourself, you bind the hands of the one that can help you. Listen, God, he only responds to faith. God don't respond to fear, because fear is not of God. He responds to faith. Bible says in Hebrews 11 and 1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we must trust God in the delay that you are facing, because he knows why he allows it. God, even in all delays, he's still working in his, because he knows what's best for us. In the book of Psalms, 37, verse 7 and 8. It said, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him, the one who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. We must understand, brothers and sisters in Christ, in Hebrews 11 and 6, it says, Hebrew 11 and 1 says, now fear is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrew 11 and 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he said he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we must rest in the Lord, and we must wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him that prosper in his way. It may be your neighbor on the right or in the left or front on the back. They may seem as if they're prospering and accumulating material possession in this earth. Don't fret yourself. Don't worry about it. God knows the heart. Because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass, you don't know why things that a person have and how they got it. So we got to cease from being angry and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, because evil is not of God. We are to rest with the assurance of knowing that every good and perfect gift come from above. God is the one that bless. He's the one that knows what we need. That's why it says, Matthew 6:33, was to seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto us. So rest in God. It is an act of faith in order to trust him and trust his timing. It means that you are waiting on Almighty God. You are waiting on him. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 11, it says, God has set the right time for everything. God's timing is perfect. God knows what is best for every child of his. So, child of God, the next thing you must do to avoid delay in your life is to not faint. Don't faint. Believing beyond God's delays in our lives. When you go through the delay process in life, don't faint. Don't lose heart. Don't get discouraged. Don't give up. When we go through these delays in our lives, we tend to idolize. We tend to idolize the past. Some people would rather live in slavery than face the fear of freedom. Some people don't want to go no further in the things of God because their mentality won't allow them, because they are stuck in a rut and they settle. So, believer of Christ, don't settle for nothing less than God's best for your life. Instead of fainting, be persistent and consistent in prayer and your stand for Christ. Here in the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 9, the word of God says, Let us never grow tired of doing what's right. For if we do not faint, we will reap a harvest at the right time. This is the law of the harvest in life. You will reap whatever you sow. What you plant, you will harvest. In the law of harvest, there's always a delay between sowing and reaping. There's always a season. You see, if God sees consistency in your life, in the law of sowing and reaping, then he will allow the harvest to come and to come quickly. Believing beyond the delays of God in your life. Well, no delay, there would be no character development or stretching of your faith. Hear the word says in the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 1. You need to pray consistently and not lose heart or faint. You only have two options in life. Pray and not lose heart or faint. Or faint and lose heart. So, believer of Christ, we got to keep on praying always. Keep on being in faith at all times. The book of Isaiah, here in chapter 40, verses 31, it says, those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. They will not give up. They will keep on going on. Keep on going. Forward. Looking on to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. Another thing you as a child of God must do is to avoid, in order to avoid delay in your life, is to don't forget. Don't forget where God brought you from. Don't forget that where you were, where you once was, put it behind you, all of your past. Your past has been forgiven. As a child of God, your sins have been washed by the blood of the Lamb. Every sin was put in the sea of forgetfulness, cast as far as the east is from the west. Believing beyond the delays of God in your life. Here in the book of Psalms, 103, verses 1 through 5, it says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing songs unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous work. Glory be. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the hearts of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. seek his face forevermore. Remember his marvelous works that he has done, his wonders and the judgment of his mouth. The question may be asked again, why do God delay our blessings? Remember, during the delay, time causes us to forget many things. When there is a delay, we tend to forget our dreams. We tend to forget what God has done in our lives. We tend to forget God's goodness to us in our past, in our present, even in our future. We tend to forget God's power. God's promises are always greater than the problems that we face. So, believer Christ, God is waiting for you to learn not to fear, to learn not to fret, to learn not to faint, to learn not to forget. Again, God has some things he wants you to develop in first. Some growth patterns God wants to put into your life. God is never in a hurry. We as human beings tend to be in a hurry, but not God. He's always working on a larger agenda. The delays that come in your life do not destroy God's purpose for you as a child of God. Again, in the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 3, it says, for the vision is yet for you an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. The things that you have waited for in your life, God will bring it to fulfillment if you don't, first of all, if you don't faint, if you don't fret, if you don't fear, and if you don't forget. Remember this, above all others, when delay comes, slowly, steadily, surely, the time approach when the vision will be fulfilled. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening, those that will be listening at a later date, believing beyond the delays of God in your life. Keep moving forward in the things of God. Keep seeking him on a daily basis, because the God that we serve, he'll come through in our behalf. We don't know when, but one thing we do know, if God said it, he'll bring it to pass. And if he said it, he'll bring it to pass, and he'll do what he has said. Believing beyond the delays of God in your life. There may be one, or there may be some underneath the sound of my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. I stopped by to let you know that through the teaching of the Word of God here tonight, that God is still in the soul-saving business. He is still able and willing to meet our each and every need in our lives. There may be one or there may be some here tonight that is torn down from the floor. I stopped by to let you know, even during this time of quarantine, God is still in his soul-saving business. And maybe you, honey, you may not know which way to go. Bible says in Romans 10, verse 13, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. After you repent of your sin and you surrender your life to Christ, the word says in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness here, this night, and forevermore. Don't put off tonight for tomorrow, because today is the day of salvation. God love you. We love you too. God is good and worthy to be praised. And we say amen, amen, and amen. If you'd like to get in contact with Apostle Dudley Tebow as well as Lisa Tebow, you can reach us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, for Busting Loose and Faith Ministries, you can reach us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. God bless you. God keep you is our prayer. God's willing, I'm telling you, we meet on the during the radio broadcast on Friday. We pray for you. You pray for us. God bless.